The following sports presentation is a production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Here in Portland, call toll-free 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside@trailblazers.com or text message us courtside@66937.
And welcome in live. It is Trailblazers Courtside here on Comcast Sportsnet. Of course, as always, we are streaming live on trailblazers.com and heard on the Blazers Radio Network as well. Jay Allen and Michael Holton, we're here for the next 60 minutes or so talking about the Trailblazers, some NBA trade talk as well in just a bit. And of course, your emails and tweets, as always, are welcome. Courtside@trailblazers.com. You can also tweet to us, hashtag TBCourtside. If you want to follow Michael, he is MDHHoops on Twitter, and I'm PDXJ, PDXJ. Michael, good to see you.
Good to be seen.
How's the weather out there? How was your ride in on Max?
It was crowded. It was windy. It was raining. And I thought it was going to drop me off at the stop right here, and I come across, but it dropped you off over there, and I had to run around the Rose Garden. It was kind of interesting.
So it dropped you at the Rose Quarter stop, not the one
exactly
right across. If you'd gone one more, then maybe
I would have been at Lloyd Center. That would have been a different jog.
I got you. And if you're watching on Comcast Sportsnet, you're seeing Michael run in just moments before the show. That's how we'll tell the story, okay?
Yeah. All somebody else did that a couple shows ago.
I can't cast any stones in your direction. There's no doubt about that. But a busy show tonight. We will hear from the head coach, Nate McMillan, kind enough to join us in just a few minutes on an off night out on the road, as I'm sure he's busy. He's cooped up in the hotel, as coaches are, you know, usually watching film, right, the night before a game. The Blazers with a big game and opportunity. Another opportunity tomorrow night against the Pacers in Indianapolis, an improved Pacers team this season.
Definitely an improved Pacers team, but it's amazing kind of what a win will do in terms of putting some wind up under your sails. So look for the Trailblazers to have some momentum, some and a little confidence.
Yeah, and a very nice practice today from what we understand in Indianapolis. We'll talk to Nate about that, but from what we're hearing, it was an up-tempo, competitive, spirited practice, so we'll hear from the coach on that. We'll also talk about some of the NBA trade rumors that are blowing in the trade winds right now with the deadline now just a few days away. On Thursday, Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports.com will join us at the bottom of the hour, and then the Wild One, Mike Rice, will be with us at 6:45. And Michael, before we talk about the Blazers win over the Wizards, just the news coming down in the last hour or so, Elliot Williams, the backup guard, dislocated his shoulder, of course, last Thursday, I believe it was. Yeah, last Thursday, the practice in Boston. He dislocated that shoulder, the left shoulder, flew home over the weekend, had an MRI today. I believe it was here at the Rose Garden at Rebound, and the Trailblazers telling us that the results of the MRI, that it looked abnormal when they took a look at it. That was the word that the Blazers used to describe how the shoulder looked, abnormal. So they're going to do some further tests and reevaluate him later this week. And, you know, no speculation on how serious that might be or when he might come back, but not the news I'm sure that everybody was hoping for. But for right now, Elliot is sitting out for a bit.
Yeah, definitely. As we await more information, what we do know is that Elliot Williams was playing well and was kind of coming into his own, was starting to get some minutes. And there was the feeling in the air that he was going to continue to be a part of the rotation and get some increased minutes. So from that standpoint, it's a bit of a setback, not just for the team, but for Elliot as well.
All right, before we take the break and hear from Nate, just your impressions of the Blazers' win over the Wizards, a team that beat Portland here at the Rose Garden back on February 14th. It was not a pleasant Valentine's night here in Rip City, but the Blazers got some revenge, and they just got a win, 110-99 over the Wizards.
Yeah, I mean, the Trailblazers had to grind it out, and I was kind of glad it was a game that really was close, because when you win close games, you have those possessions that have pressure on them, and those 50-50 balls become really important, and the quality of possessions down the stretch, and the execution I thought was the best it'd been in a while.
Yeah, and I thought the Blazers in that game, they got better on defense in the second half. They kind of cooled the Wizards off. We talked about it the other day after the game on the post-game show. They did a great job with the turnovers, with just 7 in the first half and then none in the second. I mean, how often do you see an NBA team go a complete half with no turnovers? That's pretty rare.
No, and that's what I mean about the execution. And that's something that you can build on, and that's something that builds confidence as quick as anything. Execute, not turning it over, and shooting 50%.
And then LaMarcus Aldridge, your go-to guy, a big game for him, 30 points, 10 rebounds, I mean, 12 of 15 from the field. I mean, you only missed 3 field goals. You're doing something right. In L.A., you could see he came out extra aggressive and was very, very sharp, very efficient from the field on Saturday.
Yeah, and when L.A. scores, the team relaxes. And I mean relax in a good way, because L.A. is the guy. I mean, you count on L.A. to lead by example, and when he's getting numbers, everybody else seems to get into rhythm as well.
All right, so LaMarcus had 30, and then Jamal Crawford had a nice run off the bench, 23 points, 5 assists. Raymond Felton, 21 and 5. So the Blazers guards, point guards, if you want to call them that. I know Jamal is not technically a point guard, but he's been playing a lot of point for the Blazers this season. I mean, the Blazers, their two point guards on Saturday were very, very good.
Yeah, and Raymond Felton, I think the Felton factor, I like to refer to with this team, is the most important highlight, I think, of everything you just said, Jay. Because for Raymond Felton to come into his own and to go for 21 and 5 and be aggressive and look and probe and push and turn the corner, I think that's really the shot in the arm the Trailblazers want and need.
What did you think of the defensive effort in that game on Saturday? Because that had been kind of, you know, been a lot of talk before the Blazers went out on that trip, and then they started the trip with a loss in Minnesota. They had given up, you know, in those two losses to the Timberwolves, they'd given up 25 three-pointers in those two games. I thought the defensive effort was much better on Saturday, especially in the second half.
I thought the difference, Jay, was the energy, first of all, and the being connected and communicating. Nate talks a lot about communication and talks about it in huddles, and you and I both hear how important it is to not read your teammates' mind, but to communicate. And the body language against the Wizards reflected a lot of communication.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Blazers head coach Nate McMillan will join us. If you have a question for Nate or perhaps for Michael about the Trail Blazers, you can tweet that to us, hashtag TB Courtside. Remember, you can follow Michael, MDH Hoops, and I'm PDXJ, PDXJAY. Jay Allen, Michael Holton, back after this here on Trail Blazers Courtside.
You smell that, MB? That's the smell of victory.
No, Coach Rice, that's the smell of Mike Barrett and Mike Rice Trailblazers cookies and cakes that we've decorated that are now available for sale at Beaverton Bakery.
Well, they sure smell delicious, and I can smell the victory I'm going to enjoy when Beaverton Bakery sells more of my rice cookies and cakes.
I don't think so, Coach. Beaverton Bakery will sell more of my cookies and cakes.
It's on, MB.
Oh, my cookies are gorgeous.
And fans, you can pick up your Barrett and Rice cookies and cakes today at any local Beaverton Bakery.
You know that feeling when you're up against the number one team in the league, but your guys are bringing it like gladiators, owning play after play, and it looks like the underdogs are going to rub the top dog's nose in it? That is what it feels like to score Alaska Airlines' lowest fares at alaskaair.com. It's your one-stop shop for the best air, hotel, and car rates, and our vacation packages to Hawaii, Vegas, and Mexico can really help you bundle and save. Alaska Airlines, our lowest fares guaranteed. Book now at alaskaair.com.
Comcast Sportsnet has the most Trailblazers coverage around. Rip City Live, presented by the Sleep Medicine Group, an hour prior to tip-off of every home game. Live, entertaining post-game analysis after every game on Talkin' Ball, presented by Ram Trucks. Dwight James and NBA insider Chris Haynes at CSNNW.com bring exclusive interviews from the practice facility and locker room, rapid reaction after each game, and daily Blazer blogs. Comcast Sportsnet is home of the Trailblazers.
At Pacific Power, we're big fans of the Trailblazers, and the Blazers are big fans of our Blue Sky Renewable Energy Program. In fact, the Rose Garden is a 100% Blue Sky customer, the largest such arena in the world to offset its energy needs entirely from renewable sources. Working with Pacific Power and our Blue Sky program, the Trailblazers are leading the way in using energy more wisely. No wonder we're such big fans. Learn more at pacificpower.net, and let's turn the answers on.
Hey, Trailblazer fans. Buck Williams here for Northside Ford in Portland. Northside Ford received the President's Award for 7 years running, and they're home to the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford F-150. With its game-changing EcoBoost technology and best-in-class fuel economy, it's the truck for you. Visit them at 63rd and Northeast Columbia Boulevard, 1 mile south of the Portland Airport, or at northsidetrucks.com. Northside Ford. Trucks. Just trucks.
It's time for the Coach's Call with Trailblazer head coach Nate McMillan.
One game off that.
All right, back here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, Jay Allen and Michael Holton. The Blazers with another off day today. They did hold a practice, but they will play tomorrow night against the Pacers in Indianapolis, and that is where we find the head coach, Nate McMillan, kind enough to give us a few minutes here on an off night on Courtside. Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good. Thanks so much for calling in and taking the time. I know it's busy out there on the road, and the games are coming fast and furious. You've had a couple of days off. But first of all, congratulations on the win in Washington on Saturday, 110-99. Michael and I were just talking about it in the first segment. And I think one of the things that impressed me, obviously, LaMarcus had a big game. Crawford and Felton did their thing. They were good. But 7 turnovers in the game and 0 in the second half. I mean, that had to make you feel good. I know turnovers is one of those key stats for you.
Well, I think you mentioned, you know, just a couple of things that we haven't had this season is a number of guys playing well. You know, you mentioned Crawford and Raymond both playing well. And, you know, the fact that LaMarcus, I thought, had a good game. Jerrell Wallace had a solid game. Canby, before the ejection, was playing well for us. And that's something that we really haven't had from our guys a lot this season. And it's always a key of ours to have low turnovers. And I thought we did a good job of taking care of the ball, only 7 turnovers in that game. And you want to get keep possessions and get attempts at the basket, and we were able to do that.
You know, Coach, when you have a season like this where you're teaching so much with walkthroughs and video, and you come through a stretch where, you know, the team has dropped some games, is there any difference when you break down the tape after you do get a W and play well in terms of guys' attentiveness or the energy in the room?
Well, you know, it's always good to teach on a positive note and, you know, show some good things. And we try to do that as much as possible. It hasn't been a lot to show, but it's always good to – you know, be able to, you know, show, you know, something off of a win. And, of course, they are more attentive when you show tape of, you know, when you're doing well and you're winning ball games. You know, for us, today was really the first live practice we've had in a while. And, you know, that's the thing that I think we miss the most is being out on the floor, being able to work on timing, work on execution, and, you know, we've really missed our practices, you know, this season. And today I thought we had a really good practice today.
Coach, over the last 3 seasons, throw a couple of numbers at you. I'm sure you know all of these, but our fans may not. Over the last 3 seasons, your teams have won 71% of their games during the last 25 games, all postseason bursts. If you're going to pick one or two areas that is important for this team to lock into down the stretch, what would that be?
Well, it certainly has to be the defensive end of the floor. And, you know, defensively, being consistent, defending, and when we, you know, really have committed to the defensive end of the floor, we've been able to score, get out into transition, create some easy baskets or easy opportunities off of our defense by forcing some turnovers or rebounding the ball and getting out in transition. When we have not defended well or we're taking the ball out of the net, we have not been a really good half-court team. We've kind of struggled in the half-court game, shooting the ball, execution, and late ball games. And if you look at our point differential, when we've been able to defend and get out and create some easy opportunities, you know, we're winning games by a large margin. But those close games, when we're not defending, we have not won those games. So I would say the biggest key for us is defensively getting stops, everybody committing to the defensive end of the floor so that that can help us create some offense easy opportunities on offensive end of the floor.
Blazers head coach Nate McMillan with us for a few more minutes here on Trailblazers Courtside. Coach, you touched on this a minute ago, but I just wanted to go back to it. You had a practice. You said you went live today for the first time in a while. There just haven't been very many practice opportunities with this schedule, but I understand it was a pretty you know, high-energy, competitive, up-tempo practice. Take Blazer fans inside that workout. What exactly did you work on, and what was the mood at practice coming off that win over the Wizards?
Well, it was a practice, and, you know, we were able to go live, and really that's been our first, you know, live practice, you know, since the, we got back from the break, you know, with the games being so close and short turnaround. Basically, you are going through walkthroughs, and you are, you know, teaching by video, and, you know, for us, with us having yesterday off, today we were able to get in a live practice and just work on everything. You know, all out for practice where you work on your offensive execution, you work on defensively some of the things that you have been doing and you want to do in these upcoming games, and just, you know, for the players to get up and down the floor. And I thought it was a good practice. We went for about 2 hours, and it was good energy, and to the point that I felt that I needed to stop it. You don't want to just, you know, leave it in practice. You know, we got back-to-back games coming up, and you want to keep, you know, some of that fire for these upcoming games.
Coach, it's no secret in coaching circles that teams that commit to defending value the ball on the offensive end. So it was a good thing to watch your team not turn the basketball over in the second half. I want to ask you about Marcus Camby and the emotions that he put on display that resulted in an ejection. You never want to look at something like that as a turning point or a rallying factor for us. But I know when I saw it, I got excited because I thought the emotions that everybody showed kind of struck a chord of competitiveness, and I thought it served as a little bit of a wake-up call. I wanted to get your response to that.
Well, Mike, you know you got to play this game with an attitude, and certainly when you're talking about NBA basketball, you must play it with an attitude. I felt that a lot of our games this year, we haven't played with that type of attitude, and sometimes emotions are going to, you know, take over in games like that. It should be very competitive out there, and the situation with Camby, where, you know, basically, I thought he was locked in. I thought he had a good game going. You know, the kid had his elbow in Camby's throat, and Camby reacted. You don't want to see that type of play, but you got to play this game with an attitude. And I felt that in a lot of our games this season, we haven't played with that attitude, that scrappiness, that fight. So I thought it was good. It was good to, you know, see, you know, players on the floor with that attitude and with that type of approach. You're in a battle when you play in an NBA game. And, you know, I thought, you know, Camby was fired up. You know, again, you don't want to see your players ejected, but you don't want to see, you know, soft passive basketball. And, you know, that kind of set the tone for us.
We're just watching the replay on Comcast Sportsnet. What were you telling him? You went out there to get him.
Coach, you got there fast. You got there awful quick.
You still got some moves, Coach.
basically, I knew that it was going to be close to an ejection, and I wanted him, you know, sometimes, you know, the NBA and the officials are watching how you react after those situations also. And, you know, you can possibly, you know, save yourself from getting ejected as well as save a little money by, you know, getting those guys to the sidelines and, you know, trying to calm him down. He was pretty pretty heated, and you know, he was telling me he was okay. But after he said he was okay, he was shouting, you know, at the other player.
Hey, Coach, you know, you've talked about this a few times, just how important it is, especially now with this point of the season. I mean, you know, 25 games left, but you've talked about the importance of stringing some wins together. And, you know, just to throw a couple numbers out, I mean, the gap between the 3rd and 12th seed in the West is only, and I say only, but only 5.5 games. And right now you're 1.5 games out of the 8th spot in the West. And when you come back from this trip, 8 of 10 at home. So, I mean, there's still opportunities. You know, the sky is not falling. There's still opportunities to make some noise here in this playoff hunt.
Yeah, we know that there's still a chance, but, you know, as you mentioned, you know, just consistency in our play is what we got to get, you know, from our guys, you know, just winning, you know, back-to-back games. You know, we haven't done that since January. And, you know, so we've been really on a roller coaster ride all season long, winning one. You know, dropping a game or two and winning the game. I've said, I think, twice this season, we need to get hot and string together a few wins. And I think, you know, the teams that can do that, especially with the race as tight as it is, will go on to, you know, get into the playoffs. But we really do need to string together a winning streak here of more than just one, you know, two, three games to get ourselves back into this race and give ourselves a chance to make the playoffs.
And then, Coach, before we let you go, we've gotten the word that Elliott Williams had the MRI today. I guess they're using the word abnormal to describe what they saw, and there'll be more tests and evaluations. But what can you tell us about where Elliott's at right now as far as that shoulder?
They're going to have to, as pretty much what you said, they're going to have to run more tests, and he'll see a different doctor, and they'll make a decision on where they go from there. But just really, another unfortunate situation for us, because he was a young guy that was starting to get a few minutes and really, from training camp was working hard to get himself on the floor, had a really good training camp. Was starting to get some minutes and was doing some good things. And now, you just don't know, his situation for the rest of the season. Really an unfortunate situation, and we hope that, it's not anything that's going to require possibly surgery, but that could be the case.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate it. Of course, we wish the best for Elliott, a quick recovery for him. Thanks for coming on the show tonight, and get another win tomorrow night against those Pacers there in Indiana.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right, Blazers head coach Nate McMillan with us live here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk briefly about what the coach had to say, and then we will check in with Mark Spears from YahooSports.com. The NBA trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. Mark has been writing about the deadline, which players might be on the move, which teams will be buyers, and which ones might be sellers. We'll get to that coming up here on Trailblazers Courtside. Stay with us.
Walgreens wants to send you and three friends to a Trailblazers game. Each month, one lucky winner will receive four tickets to an upcoming game, $100 for food and beverage in the tap room, and four jerseys. Stop by any Oregon or Southwest Washington Walgreens Trailblazers fan zone display and learn how to win. Brought to you by Brown and Haley. Enjoy the irresistible taste of all-natural almond roca in the distinctive pink tin.
No purchase necessary. Odds depend on number of entries. Monthly prize value, $550. Find official rules at trailblazers.com.
Venture into wide open winning at Wild Horse Resort and Casino. A brand new experience awaits. 1,200 of the hottest slots, 5-screen Cineplex, fine dining, and an all-new 10-story hotel.
We're giving away $17,000 cash every Saturday in March for a total of $85,000. Free daily entry. See Club Wild for details. Wild Horse, 17 years and celebrating big.
Go for a spin. Pendleton, Oregon. What are you waiting for?
When it comes to your health, we all want to make sure we're getting the best care possible. It's easier these days to be more educated about this stuff. Now, when it comes to dental care, I've got the easiest solution for you to ensure you're matched with the very best. It's MyPremierDentalGroup.com. This is Mike Barrett. More and more independently owned dental groups are joining the Premier Dental Group of America. It's a network that, for them, provides mentoring, continuing education, and support. These independent dentists share ideas, compare notes, they get group pricing from companies like Nobel BioCare, Henry Schein, and other elites in the business. For dental patients like me and you, we use MyPremierDentalGroup.com to get instant access to the Northwest Premier Dental Pros. Your dentist should be a member of this all-star team. I know the guys who started My Premier Dental Group, and I know dentists who are in the group. This is where you need to be. You deserve the best, especially when it comes to dental care, and this is where you get it. MyPremierDentalGroup.com. Log on and get educated.
Hey, Will! Why am I seeing so many Honey Buckets around town?
They're the best portable restroom company in Oregon. Honey Bucket guarantees their service and is famous for clean units.
And how about variety?
They have it all. Standard units, VIPs, handicap, trailer units, and sinks. They even have storage containers and temporary fences.
Wow. Honey Bucket really offers a clear difference.
See for yourself. Call Honey Bucket 1-800-966-2371. Honey Bucket 1-800-966-2371.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
All right, back here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, Jay Allen and Michael Holton. And we want to remind you, you can sign up for the latest Trailblazers retail deals and save. Visit TrailblazersFanshop.com, enter your email at the bottom of the page, and we'll email you a coupon code good for 15% off your next online purchase. Again, that's TrailblazersFanshop.com. Sportsnet.com. Great to have Nate McMillan on the show live from Indianapolis, and a couple of interesting things that he said, but I liked how he responded to your question about the whole Marcus Camby ejection, that little scrum there at the end of the first half in Washington on Saturday. And, you know, coach said, hey, we haven't always had that fight. We need to play with that fight and that passion and that emotion and energy.
Yeah, no, he called it playing with an attitude, and mm-hmm. we haven't always played with an attitude, and you need that. And it is very, very, very true, Jay, that the difference oftentimes in winning and losing is the aggressive team, but the team with the winning attitude and the team that not only responds to adversity in a game or to physical play or to the need of the moment, but the team that initiates, that comes out of the locker room saying, we're going to hit first, so to speak. And that's the attitude that Nate's talking about.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you win because you have that attitude, or do you get that attitude because you win?
Well, you have that attitude and you win,
yeah,
and you build on it. And those are teams that win a lot, and those are teams that go deep in the playoffs. When you have to respond or react to adversity to create that winning attitude and that toughness, that's the position the Trailblazers find themselves in now. And that's why we talk so much about leadership, team mm-hmm. leadership, who's the person, who's the guy.
All right, we will see how it unfolds tomorrow night. Blazers and Pacers. Of course, we'll have the coverage here on Comcast Sportsnet and, of course, on Blazers Radio as well. We'll take our time out here at the bottom of the hour. When we return, we will check in with Mark Spears of Yahoo Sports. Talk NBA trade deadline. If you have a question about which players might be on the move, which teams will be involved at the deadline, you can send it to us, hashtag TBCourtside on Twitter or courtside at trailblazers.com. More Courtside coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Trailblazer game nights are exciting, exhilarating, and now legendary. Text CAPTAIN to 66937 and be automatically entered for a chance to win a legendary Trailblazers experience courtesy of Captain Morgan.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Sweepstakes open to residents of Portland, Oregon, and Southwest Washington, 21 years of age or older at time of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Sweepstakes ends March 31st. See official rules at trailblazers.com.
Captain's orders, drink responsibly.
I'm Mel Adams, an agent with Windermere Real Estate. If you worked with Windermere to buy or sell a home, you're a part of the Windermere Foundation, and this spring, you and Windermere helped renovate the Trailblazers Boys and Girls Club in Northeast Portland.
I'm Maddie. Thanks to the Boys and Girls Club, I got my grades up, and I am more confident. I used to be a C and D student. Now I get A's and B's.
By choosing Windermere, this is one of many great things you've helped make possible. Thank you. Find out more at WindermereandYou.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to home-style perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop. Smile. Repeat. Continue until Chicken McBites box is empty. For a moment, sadness. Then, knowing poppability is but a new box away, happiness returns. Remember, though, Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
I'm home.
Where were you?
In the car.
What's on your collar?
Tie.
A tie. Why do you seem happy? Come here. Here. Mint.
This is a Shamrock Shakedown.
I had a Shamrock Shake.
I hate you.
I got you one, too.
I love you.
That magical minty flavor you covet with all your heart. Mint Cafe Shamrock Shake from McDonald's. The simple joy of shaking things up. And participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You know that feeling when the refs seem as blind as mole rats, your team cannot catch a break, and if you get one more penalty, you're going to lose your mind? That is what it feels like to fly some bargain airlines. They'll nickel and dime you with charges for every little thing, like checking in. So stick with Alaska Airlines. For great fares, free assigned seats, no online booking fees, and a 20-minute baggage guarantee. Alaska Airlines, our lowest fares guaranteed. Book now at alaskaair.com.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power.
All right, back here on Trailblazers Courtside, Jay Allen and former Blazer Michael Holton from our Rose Garden studios as the Blazers prepare to take on the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis. And the Trailblazers looking for their second win on this seven-game road trip. We are joined now by Mark Spears of YahooSports.com. You, of course, read him online. He's on Twitter at SpearsNBAYahoo. Mark is with us now live. How you doing tonight, Mark?
You know, I'm making it, man.
You're making it? You sound like you're just chilling, kind of relaxed on a Monday night.
Yeah, just finished working out and making all these fruitless calls about a lot of nothing.
Well, that's and we're just looking at your most recent article about Dwight Howard and Gasol and Bynum. But the big question is, where's Peyton Manning going to end up? That's what I want to know.
He's come to the Raiders.
So you're a Raiders fan?
Yeah, big time.
I don't think that's on his list, though. I hate to tell you, Mark.
No, you know what? I actually think he should probably go to Arizona because, and I don't know if you're asking my opinion, but
go ahead.
They got a great wide receiver, and I think the weather is something he really should consider with his injury.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, so not only in Phoenix is the weather good, but other than Seattle, where in his division does he have to play where he has to be worried?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, seems like all the other teams, I mean, Miami included, because, you know, where they would play up north, whether there'd be weather issues, but other than when he has to play non-divisional games, I don't think that'd be a problem with Arizona.
All right, well, we'll see how that unfolds here over the next few days.
But you don't care about that.
No, I do, but, you know, pretty soon I'll have a producer in my ear saying, hey, get back to the NBA, the Blazers talk. It is the NBA trade deadline coming up on Thursday. We'll just start with the obvious one, Dwight Howard. I mean, now we're reading today that the Magic haven't really decided if they're going to move him or not. I mean, the clock's kind of ticking. What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to trade him or not?
Well, the Golden State thing, unless he's coming to my neck of the woods, is not going to happen. So don't expect that Monte Ellis trade and for what Golden State would be getting certainly isn't worth it. I know they would trade Monte Ellis for a quality big man, but I don't think Chris came in as high enough on their, you know, chart for them to want to make that move. But then go back to Orlando. I think it's going to be a final hour thing. I mean, I expect them to, you know, have some wheels in motion. But see if they could also, I mean, that's probably why they're calling Golden State. But the question I have is, why are they waiting so long? Why did they wait so long to try to get him help? You know, they should have got him help at the beginning of the season or midseason. Mm-hmm. And I know it's, I mean, a month ago. I mean, I know it's easier said than done, but why? Why rush now when you got a gun pointing at you? It's something they should have done earlier. So, to me, if I'm them, everything I've been told is he's not going to re-sign unless they suddenly become a finals-worthy team. So, I know it's a little risky because of his injuries, but to me, hey, I'd call the Lakers, get Bynum, you know, get their first-round pick, get the one they got from Dallas. I believe the Lakers still have their pick. Mm-hmm. Just call it a day, you know.
Just call. Just
maybe you could convince them to get that $8.9 million trade exception from them. But Bynum is to me the second best center in the league now, and if you could add 2 first-round picks to that, I think that's about as good as you're going to get.
You know, Mark, there's always odd things this time of year, and a lot of rumors flow. But the situation out of Orlando to me, as I hear Otis Smith comment that it's 50-50. I just find that comment to be a little odd. I mean, who's driving?
I think Otis is just tired of us, so he's going to just tell us whatever.
That would make it make sense, because I was trying to make it make sense.
What does 50-50 tell you?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I was kind of like.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
I guess it would wear on Otis over time.
Yeah. So I think Otis is a pretty sharp guy. He probably realizes by getting that answer, he doesn't sound like a jerk, but can sound like a jerk at the same time.
So, Mark, what does your gut tell you then?
Does that make
sense? Yeah, I mean, you're saying if you were advising the Magic, you'd say, hey, take that Lakers deal. It's probably the best one you're going to get. Otherwise, you're going to lose them in the offseason. Is that what you think they will do, or do you think they're going to roll the dice and just keep them and try to re-sign them ultimately?
Well, the thing is, you know, I think Orlando is overestimating the fact that say Dwight opts out, right?
Mm-hmm.
he can't get a fifth year from that next team.
Right.
That fifth year is worth $28 million. But he's so young that if he were to go to a L.A., go to a New York, one, he would make up that money as not only as a player, but he would make it up in endorsement.
Yeah.
You know, him in New York or him in L.A., there's going to be some commercials and different opportunities that are going to come his way that won't come his way in Orlando.
No, I think
I think they shouldn't hold that in that high regard, you know, because somebody I heard from Orlando said, well, he'll be taking a $28 million, you know, haircut. Well, Orlando will be taking a lot worse than a haircut.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he's the guy that
– you got to look at Cleveland and what happened with LeBron. You got to look at Bosh in Toronto, you know, and look at what happened with Utah. Utah was like, you know what, we're not going to play this game. And after they saw what happened with Melo, they moved Aaron Williams, and now it's the Nets' problem.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's something that nobody really talks about is, why should the Nets be so confident that Darren Williams is going to be there? If the Nets can't figure out a way to get Dwight Howard before this trade deadline, to me, they better move Darren Williams. I just don't see him staying there.
Well, I can see now where the domino effect would kick in. There's another player that's mentioned that I want to ask you about, Mark, that I think is a pretty good player, and I don't hear a lot being said about him, and he's commenting about wanting to be traded, and that's Atlanta's Josh Smith. What are you hearing for him?
He ain't going nowhere.
He's just kind of talking, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, I want to date Halle Berry, but she, you know, is not interested. So he's asking all he wants. They're not interested in trading him, and and the thing is, he asked about that like a year ago. It's just recently been written about again. But that's an old standing request that's not going to get filled.
Hey, Mark, of course, people around here want to know what the Blazers are going to do. Do you think the Blazers will be active, you know, as the deadline approaches and on deadline day?
I'm here and there as active as anybody. You know, Jamal Crawford and Felton and Camby are being dangled. Is there anything hot for them? I don't know that, but I know the Lakers have had some interest potentially in Felton, and I did hear that the Clippers-Crawford thing won't happen. But those three guys, I mean, if there is a team I think makes a move, it's Portland. I would not be surprised if one or all three of those guys get moved somewhere, and there should be interest in all three.
And then, Mark, last thing, we'll let you go, and we appreciate your time tonight. You know, it's just kind of a weird season. The deadline is so late in the year. Do you expect there to be a lot of activity around the league? Is it going to be quiet? Can you predict that? Do you have a crystal ball?
You know, it's oddly quiet right now, to be completely honest with you. And just nothing, you know, usually, I mean, think about it. Deadline's Thursday at noon Pacific. I think it's noon Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
We roughly like less than 3 days away, and there's nothing that's hot.
Hmm.
I mean, the Orlando thing will probably be a last minute thing. You know, like I said, I expect a lot of little things, but as I wrote in Yahoo last week, I just think there's just too short a time for teams right now to really be messing around with their roster because, you know, unless you're like Golden State and now they got renewed enthusiasm that they might be able to slide into the playoffs, try to do something to get over the hump. I mean, most teams are going to be like, look, we'll just roll with what we got and we'll be done in a month and a half. It's just too short of a time.
Yeah.
You know, we could make a trade during the draft lottery and after that. So why do that now? Might as well wait. And, so basically, and then a team that has a high draft pick, why are you going to do something to improve yourself?
So yeah, exactly.
You get a lower pick. So I say all this to say I really don't see a lot happening because it's just because of the lockout, because of the pushback trade deadline is just too short a time. It's a lot shorter than normal. Most teams will just ride with what they have at this point.
Well, we'll see how it plays out over the next 72 hours or so. Mark, we enjoy reading you online at yahoosports.com, and we follow you as well on Twitter, Spears NBA Yahoo. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Hey, no problem.
All right, Mark Spears, again, yahoosports.com, and at Spears, NBA Yahoo. We'll take the break. When we come back, Mike Rice will join us from Indianapolis, and we will talk about this Blazers-Pacers matchup that's on tap tomorrow evening, and maybe a little Final Four talk as well. The Wild One, you know, he follows college basketball as well as the NBA. We'll talk to Mike Rice next. Stay with us here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power.
You're listening to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Comcast Sportsnet has the most Trailblazers coverage around. Rip City Live, presented by the Sleep Medicine Group, an hour prior to tip-off of every home game. Live, entertaining post-game analysis after every game on Talkin' Ball, presented by Ram Trucks. Dwight James and NBA insider Chris Haynes at CSNNW.com bring exclusive interviews from the practice facility and locker room, rapid reaction after each game, and daily Blazer blogs. Comcast Sportsnet is home of the Trailblazers.
Hey Trailblazer fans, Buck Williams here for Northside Ford in Portland. Northside Ford received the President's Award for 7 years running, and they're home to the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford F-150. With its game-changing EcoBoost technology and best-in-class fuel economy, it's the truck for you. Visit them at 63rd and Northeast Columbia Boulevard, 1 mile south of the Portland Airport, or at northsidetrucks.com. Northside Ford, trucks, just trucks.
The stars are bigger in the country at the Bi-Mart Willamette Country Music Festival. Headlining this year are Sugarland, Martina McBride, and Trace Adkins. Also coming to Brownsville, the band Perry, Lee Bryce, Rodney Atkins, and Billy Currington. VIP, premium GA, and camping are sold out. Get your 3-day GA tickets at Bi-Mart for $75 while they last. Join us for Oregon's largest and premier country music festival. The stars are bigger in the country at the Bi-Mart Willamette Country Music Festival.
Springing ahead with new siding or a new deck this year, go where the pros go. Lakeside Lumber. Lakeside is home to the biggest array of composite and real wood siding and decking products in town. That's how Lakeside has the buying power to deliver the best selection and the best price. Visit LakesideLumber.com to learn about Lakeside's exclusive pre-priming and pre-staining to protect your investment before it faces weather. Lakeside Lumber, chairman of the boards since 1937.
When the Portland Trailblazers walk out onto the court, there is another professional team behind them, the dedicated people of Pacific Power. We're proud to turn on the lights at the Rose Garden. It's our job to provide safe, reliable, low-cost power to our customers, big or small, with or without a scoreboard. To get your energy and money-saving game on, check out our tips, energy trust incentives, and our business solutions toolkit at pacificpower.net. And let's turn the answers on.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
All right, we are back here on Trailblazers Courtside, Jay Allen and Michael Holton. And yeah, if you're watching us on Comcast Sportsnet, you are looking live at Mark Spears' crystal ball. See, that's why he wasn't sure if there was going to be a lot of trades or not, because he must have misplaced his crystal ball. He left it here at the Rose Garden accidentally.
Mark Spears, he sounded like he had his crystal ball.
There you go. He did say that he didn't expect there to be a lot of activity just because there's not a lot of chatter right now on the NBA trade channels. But that could all change. I mean, I think, you know, if Dwight Howard were to get moved, 50-50, right? I mean, maybe that's the deal that makes the domino start falling.
Yeah, but I think what he said that made the most sense is the trade deadline is so late and there's a month and a half left. There's 25 games to go, and you don't have a lot of time to practice to integrate a new guy into your roster.
All right, we are eating into Mike Rice's time. The Wild One is with us from Indianapolis. Good sir, how are you doing tonight?
You never give me any time anyway, so I'm used to that.
We can make this a two-hour show tonight.
And, you know. And anybody that predicts what trades are going on, and it's usually when you don't hear anything, trades happen. And I'm sure they're working night and day to bring a player to Howard so he'll stay. And if they don't get a player by Wednesday, tomorrow, to come in to keep him in Orlando, then they'll trade him, or at least try to trade him Wednesday night. So,
and what's their best option at that point if they do decide they have to trade him? Is it the Lakers deal? Is it the Nets deal? Which one is it?
No, it's a deal we don't even know anything about. It could be anything. They could try to trade him to the Warriors. The Warriors would take a chance on re-signing him. they would probably give him the most. But, you know, that kind of thing you never know, the trades thing. And you're hearing a lot of rumors about the Blazers, and there's been a lot of talk, I'm sure, about that. And I know the players, being at practice today, the players know what's going on. They hear those things until Thursday comes up. There's going to be a little tension in the air about that, and there's no doubt about it because, you know, a lot of times where there is smoke, there is fire. So the players on the Blazers know that, you know, talks are being talked about,
yeah.
And people are, you know, may change teams.
Well, and as you know, we don't deal in rumors on this show. I'm not sure if you caught what Mark said right before you came on, but he did say that, you know, there's rumor, again, I'll emphasize rumor that's been out there involving the Clippers, that deal, that rumor's dead, and that's not happening. So just take that for what it's worth. That's from Mark Spears of Yahoo Sports.
But yeah, that ended about 4 days ago. So Spear is 4 days late, so is everybody else.
Hey, while this practice today, what were you there and what did you see? It sounds like it was a pretty spirited workout.
I'm always at practice.
I know.
And it was. And believe me, they haven't had any practices. That's why Nate was in such a good mood today. He finally could get a practice where he could really work them and not worry about having their legs for the next day. They haven't had 2 days off this whole last month and a half. So today was an excellent practice. They got some teams that are overplaying them like Boston did. They got a chance to work on some backdoor plays. Then they got a chance to work on against the zone offense that they may see in this next three games on the road. So they got a chance to work on and explain to different guys about the pick-and-roll defense. Nate liked it a little bit more against Washington where they were hedging out the big guys, but they didn't really have a chance to work on it, and today they could work on that. So he was really happy, and I tell you, they went at each other in full court. The other practices that I've been at lately, the ones they've had, they had to restrict it to everything to half-court stuff. Today, they went full court and had to get back, and it was good because the second unit led by Wesley Matthews and Joel Prisbilla and Kurt Thomas, they were really going to it, and Chris Johnson got a chance to play with the first unit, and I might add he looked pretty good with that first unit. So we may see him get in the rotation a little bit, maybe sometime in the rest of this trip.
I like the thought of Chris Johnson being out there because he's long, like Cam, and he blocks shots, and he just plays fearlessly and with energy. But Nate said something about practice that I want to ask your opinion on, and I like it. He said that it got so spirited that he had to really shut it down because you don't want to play your game in practice. And Mike, I know you've been around and seen that, and I know I've seen it and dealt with it as a coach. Trying to find that fine line and getting guys warmed up, working hard, working together, but make sure they save it for the game.
Yeah, I was on the edge of my seat thinking almost the same thing, Michael, at practice. I felt, okay, you know, everything's going good. You've got good stuff in about executing on this, and defensively you got some good stuff. Then you went full court, and I thought, you know, yeah, that's it. It should. And he, because it was so good, he wanted to get a little more of this, a little more of that. And there is. You're right. There's a fine line of when when you're in the season, you want to save it because the Indiana Pacers, you know, they had six wins in a row, all against below 500 teams. And now they've played four above 500 teams, and they've lost all of them. And they're really kind of pointing fingers at each other. And, but they really need a win now. They started out the year so well. Their first 20 games, 13 of them were on the road, and they were still 13-7. So they were the talk of the NBA. Now they've cooled off a little bit against above 500 teams. So they're still physical. And Nate told his team today, you know, if you back down from this Indiana team, they're going to beat you. But if you can hang with them on the rebounds, we'll beat them. And that is about the case.
All right, Wild One, we'll see how it unfolds tomorrow night. Thanks so much for a little bit of your time. And
A little bit is right, as always.
Can you, in 10 seconds, can you give us your final four? Can you do that in 10 seconds?
Are you kidding me? I've got my Final Four, but I'm not giving it to you 10 seconds.
What?
You're going to see me another week.
All right. Well, then it'll be too late because the tournament.
Next week, my picks will be much better.
Yeah, I bet. Tournament will be underway. Thanks, Wild One. Have a good night. Mike Rice with us live from Indianapolis. Blazers and Pacers coming up tomorrow night. We'll take the break. When we come back, we will get Michael's thoughts on this matchup with the Pacers. Indiana, as the Wild One said, they've lost four in a row. They're 23-16 now in that fifth spot in the West. We'll come back, wrap up Trailblazers courtside right after this.
Sign your child up for a Trailblazers hoops camp this year, and they'll learn to play the Trailblazers way. This is head coach Nate McMillan, and we've got some great hoops camps coming up where your child will practice the Trailblazers way. That means focusing on passing, shooting, dribbling, and teamwork skills.
Next up, the NBA Fit Spring Break Hoops Camp, presented by Rebound Orthopedics. Special guest Wesley Matthews will be making an appearance. Register today at trailblazers.com/makeitbetter.
You know that feeling when you're up against the number one team in the league, but your guys are bringing it like gladiators, owning play after play, and it looks like the underdogs are going to rub the top dog's nose in it? That is what it feels like to score Alaska Airlines' lowest fares at alaskaair.com. It's your one-stop shop for the best air, hotel, and car rates, and our vacation packages to Hawaii, Vegas, and Mexico can really help you bundle and save. Alaska Airlines, our lowest fares guaranteed. Book now at alaskaair.com.
When it comes to your health, we all want to make sure we're getting the best care possible. It's easier these days to be more educated about this stuff. Now, when it comes to dental care, I've got the easiest solution for you to ensure you're matched with the very best. It's MyPremierDentalGroup.com. This is Mike Barrett. More and more independently owned dental groups are joining the Premier Dental Group of America. It's a network that, for them, provides mentoring, continuing education, and support. These independent dentists share ideas, compare notes, they get group pricing from companies like Nobel BioCare, Henry Schein, and other elites in the business. For dental patients like me and you, we use MyPremierDentalGroup.com to get instant access to the Northwest Premier Dental Pros. Your dentist should be a member of this all-star team. I know the guys who started My Premier Dental Group, and I know dentists who are in the group. This is where you need to be. You deserve the best, especially when it comes to dental care, and this is where you get it. MyPremierDentalGroup.com. Log on and get educated.
Venture into wide open winning at Wild Horse Resort and Casino. A brand new experience awaits. 1,200 of the hottest slots, 5-screen Cineplex, fine dining, and an all-new 10-story hotel.
We're giving away $17,000 cash every Saturday in March for a total of $85,000. Free daily entry. See Club Wild for details. Wild Horse, 17 years and celebrating big.
Go for a spin. Pendleton, Oregon. What are you waiting for?
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
There's the Wall of Fame.
Now, that's nice right there. We haven't seen that shot. I like that shot.
That's nice if you're watching Trailblazers Courtside on Comcast Sportsnet. Jay Allen and Michael Holton with you for a couple more minutes. Our crew tonight, our producer Adam Willis, director Phil Beard, technical director tonight Garrett Strudler, video from Greg St. Martin, graphics by Kim Anderson, audio from Corey Griffin, cameras Brian Buckwalter, John Curry, J.P. Morgan. You know what the P stands for, right, in J.P. Morgan?
Please.
It's Patrick, actually. Engineer Bruce Williams and our radio producer, the captain, Rich Patterson. Do we have – there's the captain's
cap.
And look at that
shirt. Rocking the Michael Holton Basketball
Is it
Academy
coming up?
Shirt. Registration's open. HoltonBasketball.com.
When's the next camp?
It's June 25th through the 28th.
There you go. And we also want to say get well to Sammy Patterson. He's fighting a little bug. He was at the doctor today. They're going to get him taken care of. The captain's going to pick up some medicine on the way home for Sammy, and he'll be back at school before you know it. So get well, Sammy. Before we wrap this up, the Pacers tomorrow night back there in Indiana, as the Wild One said, they got off to a great start this season. They've lost four in a row, so they're loaded for bear going into this game.
Oh, yeah, and they're at home, and they've got some pieces. I mean, they got an all-star center in Roy Hibbert, and they've got a rebounding guard in Paul George, and we hadn't really seen that so far this season. And then Danny Granger fills it up.
And they added David West. You know, and then you mentioned Darren Collison, a speedy guy from UCLA.
They got some pieces.
There you go. So the Blazers will have to be on guard tomorrow night. Remember, that is another early game, 3:30 for the coverage on Comcast Sportsnet, 3:05 on radio, the tip-off at 4 o'clock. And with that, we will put a wrap on this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented as always by Pacific Power. Remember, you can follow Michael on Twitter, MDH Hoops. I'm at PDXJ, PDXJAY. We will be tweeting over the next day or so about this Blazers-Pacers game and as the Blazers wrap up this road trip over the next few days. For Michael Holton, I'm Jay Allen. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon as the Trailblazers take on the Indiana Pacers. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Trailblazers Courtside. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.